Well, it was a weird game. Stoppages, wrong shooters, all this kind of stuff. So it took forever to play the game. But you got to congratulate Virginia Tech. And they controlled the tempo, the style of the game, everything. I think you need to say you look at the rebound numbers. You got to be pleased with the rebounding. But we've got to get a heck of a lot better on the defensive end of the floor. We knew they were going to shoot a lot of threes. They shoot 29, but we shoot 16, shoot 13 in the first half. And if you look at the stat sheet in the first half, we shoot 13 threes, and we're going to shoot zero free throws. And that's not the way a North Carolina team is supposed to play. That's the bottom line. Justin Jackson, I thought, was more active. He had his hand on a lot of balls that I think he could have come up with, but I think he was more active. JP and Marcus both turned it over way, way too much, just like the rest of our team did. 17 turnovers is not something good. We can congratulate Virginia Tech's defense. They played in a frenzy and put us in positions to make turnovers, and we obliged and made some turnovers. But bottom line is we got to win. Sometimes you got to win some ugly to have a really good year, and that was an ugly win. But I think Buzz and his club, they were a man down without kids, the leading scorer in ACC play. That's a big-time loss for them. So, again, you got to congratulate them for what they did during the course of the game.
You mentioned Justin being more active. Is that just a matter of him starting to get more comfortable now, or is that a concern of you or somebody else telling him you got to be more aggressive?
Well, I've told him he's got to be more aggressive. But, you know, it's not just taking shots or looking for your shot. It's getting some rebounds, too. But in the first half, again, I was disappointed with the 13 threes and zero free throws. I'm sure it has happened, but I can't remember a team of mine ever go a whole half without shooting a free throw. Not that you should look it up. There's a lot more things you can do. Go home, get your glass of wine, see your wife, be nice.
That's his job anyway.
If you don't don't drink like me, I'll have some lemonade. No, I'm going on road recruiting tonight, so.
Pretty much every team in the ACC plays more slowly than you guys. So how challenging is it to force your own tempo, especially against a team like
Well, it is a challenge, but I mean they're good players too, and I want to play, but we're not playing anywhere near as fast as I want us to play. So I mean, I think we're playing very average pace, and I'd like us to play faster for sure. But it is a challenge because the other team's well coached, have good guards. I mean, I was just looking for Devin's line. He was 0-for-3, but he really controlled the whole tempo of the game. But yeah, it's frustrating at times, but I like for it to be, you know, 130 to 110 us.
Tech shot just 35% from the field. Did your defense do certain things to make it a tough shooting night for them?
You know, at times we were okay defensively. I don't think we were great by any means, but at times we were okay. I decided not to say much to the team because you don't want to say something until you're sure, so I get to look at the tape first. You know, they shoot 35%, and you like that, and they're 34% for three, and they've been shooting over 40, so. I think for us, we're trying to get better each and every game, trying to learn something. We had an opportunity to learn some things today, there's no question. I mean, they press at the end. We turn it over three times in four possessions. Joel throws out on inbounds play. Marcus turns it over. JP turns it over. So all those kind of things, sort of, I remember those as opposed to good defenses right now.
Why did you think you got sucked into taking all those threes?
I don't think we're a stupid team, but every team plays stupid sometimes. You know? I'd say it's probably that. You know, I mean, I asked them to take the shot that I wanted, not the shot that Buzz wanted. You know, it's a simple thing. They want you to take those threes for a reason. We don't make as many of them, and we had a huge size advantage inside. We scored 34 points inside to their 18, and it should have been more than that.
You mentioned the turnovers. This happened a couple of times this season for you guys. Is that being flat or is that overpassing or what do you see?
Same answer I gave you last time. You had to fix the blankety blank stuff. It would have already been fixed. It's again, I don't think my team is stupid, but boy, we make some dumb plays. And let's put it this way, guys. As I said, we're supposed to have practice off tomorrow. It says OFF. I told him I'd see him at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. We're going to practice. So we're going to try to get better. And, but, I mean, 17 turnovers, way too many. And the choice of the passes that were made, you can't make the passes. The guy's 2 feet away from you. You can't throw bullets all the time. Sometimes you got to throw passes other people can catch. I was very positive in my team. I told them, good job. Let's get the heck out of it. That's it.
Thank you.
Based on your statement about practice, I think I know the answer to this, but I was going to say, with these next few games, you guys will probably be favored in all of them. And I was wondering if this was the type of team that you had to motivate from within, or will they naturally be up for games that they're, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know that we'd be favored. I wouldn't favor us over anybody the way we play tonight. So, you know, we got to go on the road our next game, but in this league, there's 18 games, and you better be ready to play every night. And you know, it's been difficult with that. You know, with Marcus's foot, for example, gets a hip pointer tonight. Trying to cut back practice for everybody, and that's my fault. We've tried to cut back practice to take care of our health, but now I want to take care of my health mentally. That'll be the concern during practice tomorrow night. You know, there's bowl games aren't on. Last week, Monday night, I was watching a football game, but I ain't got nothing to do tomorrow night. Radio show, I'll get some food during the radio show. I can practice for a long time.
Anybody else?
Deteriorated again.
On that note.